Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
We were disappointed. We took the last couple hours to break down the film as much as we could and take what we did positive and took what we did negative and corrected both of them. I mean, because there's always ways as an offense that we can get better. yesterday, I mean, we were going back and forth. Defense did a great job of containing them. I mean, the second half, they didn't score many points second half, and we had an opportunity to go win the game, and as a unit, we didn't get it done. I mean, it's tough losing those guys, man. I mean, especially, you know, Garza. I mean, he's our guy. He's our leader out there. It's Slauson. He's another tough competitor. And the fact that we went all last year and we had everybody start, and then first game of the year, we lose two very key parts, not just of our offense, but of our team. But at the end of the day, Michael Ola and De La Puente, De La, who's had many starts with New Orleans, and Ola, who's had some experience in Canada and getting his feet wet here in the NFL, he did a great job. I mean, you know, we were communicating, especially the second half. We got to go in there at halftime and communicate, you know, kind of catch him up on some of the lingo that Slauson and I have when we go out there and you know, fight to do our thing. But I think he did a great job. You know, we went and looked at the film today. He did well. He stepped in, especially against not just a good defensive line, but a good overall defense. I thought he played well, too. I mean, he played against, I mean, you know, Mario Williams all game. From what I've seen, he was aggressive on him. His hands were good. I mean, he played the way Mills always plays, you know. It was unfortunate with the one deal that Mario got, but at the end of the day, I mean, those things happen, and I think the great thing about Jordan, he's young, and the fact that he could let that go and continue to play strong for the rest of the game. You know, some guys, you know, you'll let that linger, but he didn't. You know, he did a great job of just moving on to the next play, and we had opportunity to go do what we wanted to do at the end of the game. We just didn't get it done. Communication is tough, but the good thing is we were able to go out to Seattle in the preseason and work on some of that communication and the noise. And then this week in practice, you know, it'll be just like we're playing in San Francisco come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, they'll make sure that as an offense we are in an element that it's tough for us to communicate. So we all have to be on the same page. We have to, you know, whether it's hand signals or whether we have to talk louder, lean in closer, everything has to be sped up a little higher. You know, we got to get, I mean, and, you know, that starts, it's getting the play in. It's us running, it's the offensive line running to the line. It's us making sure that we're communicating calls between the left side and the right side, or figuring out who the mic is or where the pressure's coming from, and Jay continuing to do a good job of communicating with his line.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.